Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 52 of Chimp Out Radio. I'm your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. With me, as always, my esteemed co-host, Justin Digger.
What's going on, DJ?
Hey, it's good to hear you, man. Who's with us tonight?
We got a special guest, Bluntrist. She's going to read the top 10.
Awesome. And Whitey's Fed Up is going to join us for the news stories. So stick around, Chimpers, because Chimp Out Radio starts now. So, have you had any Coontac lately?
Not much. Not since they stopped selling malt liquor at the grocery store. They evacuated that thing like rats off a burning ship.
I rarely see niggers. I saw one today. I went to the dollar store. It was the kind of dollar store where everything is a dollar or less. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and I had like a list of things to get. And the nigger was up there paying for his shit when I walked in the door. And after I did all my shopping, he was still there.
Counting his pennies?
Yeah, bugging the people that work there, just asking stupid-ass questions, you know, taking his time. And we ended up leaving the store at the same time. But I remember he was going, and you all ain't got no wallets here?
Yeah, what's a nigger need a wallet for?
I know. And what would you get for a dollar for a wallet anyway?
Well, yeah, well, you know, the nigger's always stealing somebody else's anyway.
Yeah.
Last time I was at the dollar store, I guess it's called the Dollar Tree. Like you said,
yeah.
Everything's a dollar.
Dollar Tree, yeah, that's the one.
And I'm in line, and this Asian chick's in front of me, and she's weird. Or she has no waistband to her pants. They're like falling down. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
I hear, excuse me, boss. Excuse me, boss. I'm like, boss. And I'm like, what? And I look around. There's this dumbass droopy lip nigger behind me. Wants to get past me. Okay.
Yeah.
Move over. And that it was an Asian coal burner.
Oh, gross.
And that was her boo.
Weird.
And I was like, ugh. That was nasty.
That's really strange. You don't see that every day.
No, you don't. But, you know, this part of town, I guess, it's getting worse and worse. But, you know, it's only at the dollar store.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
They got those little miniature cans of Spam.
That's what they were buying?
Yeah. Big old basket of them.
Hmm. Maybe it's some kind of Asian nigger delicacy that they invented.
I guess so.
Wow. God, I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. I spent Easter with Aryan girl.
Is that right?
Yeah, I got to meet her and her husband. Cool people. We hung out and we had Easter dinner together in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
That's excellent.
It is excellent. I had a lot of fun. We, you know, there's only a handful of places that were open on Easter Day, so we went to Steak and Shake.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. We had a lot of fun. We walked the dogs and hung out for hours. It was really cool.
You know, that's always good to find good people and just a good time. It doesn't happen every day.
That's true, and it was nice to kind of, like, not be around my family on a holiday. Because, you know, I love them, but, man, they just get on my nerves.
Yeah, yeah. I had to avoid this the imported coal burner, because she was going on a full-fledged chimp out.
The imported coal burner? Who's that?
My nephew's wife.
Oh, imported from where?
Oh, from the ghetto.
She
was like, you know, she only dated niggers, and then kind of got smart enough to figure out that wasn't working out for her.
Yeah.
So went and found a white guy she could manipulate.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then she's all strung out on painkillers, and she's making the whole fucking family miserable with her. And she talks like, whenever she's on her painkillers, she talks like a nigger.
Oh, no.
You gotta let your man say that? She's like 350 pounds and shit.
Oh, gross. And your nephew married her?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, easily manipulated. So, you know, it's like we canceled Easter. I said, fuck it. This bitch ain't canceled.
Wow.
It's coming nowhere near my house. And she's texting everybody, where are you? Where are you?
Oh, man.
Like, lower the blinds, park your car around the corner.
Really? Oh, shit. Do you think she wanted to be around you guys, or she just wanted the free food?
I think it was the free food and just the idea that we didn't want her around.
Just like a nigger, she could just kind of sense that you didn't want her there, so she had to exist in your place.
That's right.
Yeah. Speaking of niggers, you know who we haven't talked to in a long time?
Who's that?
Bluntress.
Oh,
remember her?
Yeah. She's a healthy specimen, isn't she?
Oh, I guess. For an ape, yeah. I'm going to see if she's on Skype. We'll see if we can get her in here. All right.
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stupnig.
And you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not. Hello?
Hello, what do you want?
Hey, Bluntress, I was just calling to see how you're doing. I haven't talked to you in a while.
You know what? If you have me on your if you have me on a show right now, I'm not in the mood.
Oh, okay. Well, we were hoping that you would read off a top 10 list for us.
What the fuck is your top 10 list?
You know, it's sort of like David Letterman top 10, but it's like, you know, we're kind of making fun of ourselves. And it's the top 10 things that we're not likely to say to each other.
Bluntress is constipated right now.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that.
You know what, though? I just came in from the hospital.
Oh, why? What happened? Did you eat too many worms?
No, my daughter was in the hospital about to have preterm labor.
Oh, no kidding. You're going to be a grandmother.
No, I'm not no fucking grandmother, you motherfucker.
I thought you said she was in labor.
She was.
Look some boldy.
That was weird.
Yeah, not too happy about being a grandmother.
No, the impression I got was that it died.
Yeah. Maybe she cooked it up. No longer a grandmother.
Yeah, she got hungry in the hospital. I gotta have some fresh ghetto lobster. I was born a prisoner in your dungeon of flesh.
She's white, she is so white.
man, she's like totally wigging out.
Yeah, Bluntress, man, she's hard to figure out even for a nigger because she's half human, you know.
No way.
Yeah, she's half Hispanic.
Oh my god, she looks like a fucking orangutan.
I know. She definitely doesn't favor her human half.
Obviously not.
Yeah.
And what's the shit that she had a grandchild and then now she doesn't have one anymore?
I don't know what she was talking about. I have no idea. And
wait,
what
had it for dinner?
Yeah, I guess. What
I ain't no grandma.
Yeah. When she was in the maternity ward, they just gave her a bib.
Instead of a picture of a lobster on it, it's got a picture of a nigger.
Right. A ghetto lobster.
Bowl of butter.
Yeah, a little bowl of butter and one of those weird forks. So, yeah. Oh, man. Hey, we got Whitey's Fed Up is going to be with us tonight, and I say let's give him a buzz and see how he's doing.
Hey, great idea.
All right.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin Nigger and DJ Stoopdig. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you guys doing? What's this? Okay. You got Bluntress on this?
She was on earlier.
Oh, man. I wanted to fuck with her.
Oh, she's in a bad mood, I think. Wait, I think Bluntress is back. Bluntress.
Hello?
Hello, did you call us? Or?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
It's the buddy. So what's going on? Wait a minute, hold on. My laptop's is... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you fuckers better not leave off the phone. Okay, so...
Did you call me, or did I accidentally call you again?
No, I accidentally called you.
Oh, okay. Well, since we got you on the line, what are you doing in Germany?
Living. Yeah, I'm living.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, are you going over there for a vacation, or you're really going to live there?
I really live there!
You're already there in Germany?
Yeah.
You in the army?
Yes.
Makes sense.
Okay. Well, what's it like over there?
Sometimes I'm a prostitute, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Remember, I was a prostitute.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. And we were going to make some nigglets together.
But you know what? I have decided that I was going to, I'm thinking about becoming a homeless person.
Oh.
Because I heard that they make a lot of money. So I'm thinking about becoming a homeless person. I'm not real sure how that works.
Well, you're already half there. You're already halfway there because you're a homely person.
Well, I'm really trying to... I don't know what homely person is. But oh. I'm really trying to, like... because somebody told me that you could eat for free.
But yeah, the garbage cans are always open.
Yes, and they told me that you could eat for free. They told me that...
We're not
going to
become that. We're
going to
become hobos.
Hobos, that's it.
Hobos.
Hippie, yeah. Ellie, come tell them. Ellie. Tell
them. You're going to be hobos and hippies.
Hey, that's great.
I know, right?
Oh, are you on my blog TV show? If you're not, you should be.
Are you live right now?
If you are live and you are broadcasting live now, everyone in his show, come to blogtv.com/people/Bluntress. You should be on my show.
Okay, Bluntress, that reminds me. Okay, you sang a really awesome song called Trolls Eat My Boo-Boo. We were talking about this. What the heck is a boo-boo?
You don't know what a boo-boo is?
No,
we don't
it?
Know.
It's a caca. Do you know what a caca is?
Is it a doo-doo?
It's caca.
Okay.
I'm cuckoo for caca.
That's what we thought it was.
I get it from you.
You haven't been on Blog TV in a long time, Bluntress.
Because I've been gone. My bra's coming off.
Ugh. Maybe I don't want to say this.
I just ate dinner. Come on.
First of all, okay?
Okay.
You're just upset because when your mother breastfed you, she had A cups. I have D. You don't understand what it's like. You're a white man, I presume. Okay? Yeah, they're pretty heavy. Wow. Okay? So please don't say
dark?
Because most men look pretty heavy mosquito bites and small-breasted women.
Uh-huh. Okay, speaking of insects, you had something on your blog TV show. It showed you eating some bugs. What was that all about?
Do you know what I did? I lost my fucking mind one day and deleted everything.
That's gone?
Yes. Oh. So if you guys want to see me eat bugs again, you can buy me some bugs.
Or you could just pick them out of your daughter's hair.
No, I don't eat those bugs. She doesn't
have
too
fresh?
Bugs.
Oh.
So what kind of bugs? Worms?
That's pretty funny.
Crickets?
Thank you.
What kind of bugs she got?
Well,
she's got crabs. And
yeah, I'm sure she does.
I got laryngitis.
Pubic lice.
I got laryngitis.
Of course she does.
Well, yeah.
No, always, you don't use my perfume in the bathroom.
I got hemorrhoids.
No.
Then she'll be eating your boo boo.
I got him more.
You must be a troll.
Don't forget the cottage cheese like discharge.
I got hemorrhoids.
Yes, we understand that you have hemorrhoids.
We have hemorrhoids too. The man
looks like tripe.
Black has hemorrhoids too.
Okay, so how do the Germans react to the fact that you guys are monkeys? I mean, are they cool to you or do they spit on you?
I got hemorrhoids.
You're droids?
I got hemorrhoids.
Yes, you have hemorrhoids. Are the Germans friendly to you, or do they not associate with you, or what?
Oh, they're friendly.
I don't know, but I got hemorrhoids.
Thank you, Tyrone.
His name ain't no fucking Tyrell.
Okay.
No, I said Tyrone.
Is his name Hemorrhoidy? Hemorrhando?
Da hemorrhoid.
No, don't talk shit about my son. His name is Have Your Mother Suck His Ass.
That's a long name.
Can you even spell that?
It's my son. Have your mom suck your mama ass in the hemorrhoid, dog. You know what I'm saying?
He said my breasts are ill because his mother's breast is this size. These are his mother's breasts.
Have you been huffing the jenkum again?
I got hemorrhoids.
Maybe the reason he has hemorrhoids is because he's giving you guys all that fresh jenkum.
I don't know what that is, but I got hemorrhoids.
All right.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin and DJ. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
This is guitar music. It's guitar music with the other J Bus. This guitar music is called heavy metal. Heavy metal takes me on the train ride. Heavy metal keeps me having fun. Heavy metal takes me on a joyous adventure. Heavy metal takes me on fun road trips. My profanity held by demons can't shoot this rhythm down. On the move. Heavy metal gets me in the groove. answer right now. Don't ever shoot this harmony music down. That's the way to keep people taking the race to rest if you shatter it. London, rock on Chicago, Metro City, it's your one stop speech shop.
All right, we have Blanchus with us tonight, and she's going to read the top 10. And Justin, what is the topic for this week's top 10?
Top 10 things you will never hear a Chip Out member say.
Okay, Blanchus, what is number 10?
The Great Avatar, Black Metal 84. And don't believe this. These motherfuckers will say this shit.
Yeah, okay, number 10 is That's a Great Avatar, Black Metal 84. Yeah, you're never going to hear us say that.
We just heard you say it.
All right. We got a little confusion here, but that's okay. We're going to go on. What is number 9?
I got hemorrhoids. Not it.
That's not it.
This is number nine.
Yeah, number 9.
Check out rims, son.
Check out my rims, son. That's right. Check out my new rims.
Yeah. A 13-inch rim, dog.
Man, you must be poor, dude.
We riding on uneven numbers around here.
Yeah, they're metric.
That's what my Yugo runs on.
They're metric because you're in Germany.
Okay, he's going to do that right since he's a dude.
Okay, all right. What is number 8?
Oh, man, this is some hard stuff right here. It could be my child, Maury.
I think you made history tonight.
Yeah, I would never say that.
Of course you wouldn't. That's the first time anyone's ever said that. That's black. Okay, number 7.
Let's see the results. That's what I would say.
Well, if the baby has hemorrhoids, it's probably yours. Number 7.
Number 7.
Yes.
What you trying to say? Am I sagging these pants too far?
Yeah.
That's right.
You know you sag your pants too far, or somebody all up in your booty hole. That's how I got him wrong.
Oh, number six. Something that them white boys over there at Chip Out Radio would never say.
It is.
I'm going to go for some pig's feet and cheese and grits right now with extra butter, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
You're good at this, Montres.
You're good, yeah.
You should have your own. You should have your own show, like on Blog TV or something.
Yo, I say we make a ghetto Taj 2.0. 2.0, dog.
I think if it was ghetto, it'd be 40.0 ounces.
Yo!
That was Leticia!
Yo, she said she was my baby mama, but I didn't believe it. But this is number 5.
Yeah, number 5.
I had a dream about you last night, Leticia.
Yeah.
Hey, do you actually know anyone named Leticia?
I know Leticia. I know Leticia. She might not be the pretty thing in the world, but she.
Did she put out?
But you'd hit it, right?
No, she got hemorrhoids. No.
That's how she got hemorrhoids.
I'm not trying to get hemorrhoids.
She thought it was hemorrhoids, but then she gave birth.
You can't catch hemorrhoids, but you can give them.
Then how did I get hemorrhoids?
Somebody gave them to you.
No, let's take a trip into the Twilight Zone, and then we'll find out.
You got it off a dirty toilet seat.
Poppy, this is not upsetting.
Okay.
This is not upsetting, Poppy. You got to understand that this is our show. This is our show, Poppy. Okay, that's my husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, give him respect. I can't stop him if he fucks you up.
Okay.
Okay, Intolerant has such a sunny and cheerful disposition, doesn't he? Who the hell is Intolerant?
That's one of our administrators.
Oh, well, he can.
He got him wrong.
He probably does.
Yeah, he probably does.
He got gonorrhea from sitting on the bus.
And number 3, something that those boys over there at Chip Out Radio won't say, I'm going to kick back tonight with a bottle of malt liquor and a pack of Kools. That sounds like something you guys might say, because I don't know anybody over here that would say they go kick back with a bottle of malt liquor and a pack of Kools.
What's malt liquor?
Maybe a case.
You know what? You guys are fucked up.
We
are? You guys are fucked up. Look at number 2.
Read it.
And number two, there's not enough white people on TV.
That is true.
We need more white people there on TV. Yes, we do.
And the number one on the Chip Out Radio list is, I did not vote for Obama. I didn't.
You didn't? Who did you vote for?
I didn't vote for
McCain.
Yeah, because you're a felon and you can't vote.
No.
McCain.
No.
I voted for McCain. He's good.
Does he have hemorrhoids?
He said something about lowering the price of KFC, so I'm like, yeah, I like him.
No, I was going to vote for John McCain because John McCain was for the military.
Right. Yeah, he was for chicken.
This is Unchained, and when I'm not wrestling the little bald midget, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Wow, what an unexpected, wonderful surprise that was.
Did you call her, or she called you?
I called her right before I called you.
Then she accidentally called you.
Yeah. Well, accidentally. I think she did it on purpose.
She sounded pretty cracked out.
Did you guys see her? Were you watching her?
No, but I've seen
her. I just turned it on right before she hung up.
Oh, okay.
I've seen her picture, and I didn't want to see it again.
Isn't that weird how she was, like, really depressed and angry, and then, what, 20 minutes later, she calls me up, and she's all happy?
Well, yeah, you know, they have the ghetto lobster on the table with an apple in his mouth. Don't all nigger bitches sound about the same to you?
Yeah,
they all have the same accent. Doesn't matter where they're from, they have the same fucking accent.
Isn't that
same
weird?
They stress the same syllables.
And they can't pronounce the same words.
Right. And they're always over the top with their screeching.
It's because
I've never heard a nigger bitch whisper.
I haven't either.
I think they're incapable.
Well, you know why.
What's that?
Well, because they never developed any technology. The only way they didn't have written language, telecommunications. The only way they could communicate was fucking scream across the damn jungle.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, hell, I've never heard a chimp whisper either.
True.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
And we're here with Whitey's Fed Up again tonight. And, Justin, what's going on in the world of nigger news this week?
Man in critical condition after allegedly stabbed in back by stepson.
Hmm.
He must have ate the last fried chicken.
Close. Salt Lake City, of all places.
Hmm.
A 13-year-old is now in custody after allegedly stabbing his stepfather in the back. The alleged stabbing happened at an apartment near 800 West and 500 South, Monday morning. Police said a fight between a 9-year-old boy and his 13-year-old brother over a chicken patty turned violent.
Jim, don't get between a nigger and his chicken.
It wasn't even a piece of fried chicken. It was a patty. It was processed.
Wow.
Well, they still bread that and fry it, don't they?
That's true. And it was an old one. My understanding is the children were all arguing over food. You know, I guess you're eating my food, kind of typical argument I guess children get into.
Mm-hmm.
Niggers, I think.
Yeah.
And it kind of escalated from there. Authorities say when the 13-year-old started hitting his little brother, their stepfather got involved. Police say the boy then grabbed a large kitchen knife and stabbed his stepfather in the back.
Jeez.
Homeboy's lucky he didn't have a gun handy.
Yeah. His 9-year-old brother, Ali Carr, said he was frightened.
Ali Carr. That's where he was born?
Yeah.
In the alley in a car.
Can't make this shit up. He said, don't throw the patty in the garbage. That's wasting food.
That's wasting there, chicken, dog. You don't waste no chicken.
From there, Ali said things got worse when his brother became violent. He started hitting me, he said. My dad stepped in, and then they started fighting each other.
How big was this little nigglet he could take on a full-grown nigger buck?
He's not that big. There's a picture of there.
Damn.
It's because he said to my mom, I'm going to stab you next.
Whoa.
Well, who did he stab first?
The stepfather.
Oh, okay, okay. Never mind.
The stepfather was taken to the hospital with critical injuries. Police tell Fox 13 it doesn't look like the man's injuries are life-threatening. Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. Critical injuries are not life-threatening?
Well, he didn't get stabbed in his medic.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
It's the nigger's only vital organ.
It's certainly not their brain.
It's the only place where they have significant blood flow.
That's where their brain is. It's in their dick.
Little head. The 13-year-old boy ran off after the stabbing, but police tracked him down nearby. He was taken to juvenile detention and is now charged with aggravated assault.
Aggravated ape assault?
Yeah, and wasting a chicken patty.
That's a felony in nigger culture.
It is. He better not show his face around the hood.
Yeah, he's going to get necklaced for that one.
Let's hope.
Hi, this is Malfa Corum. I was now earning a decent wage for a decent job. I'd be listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Taco Bell fan rages after price of burrito rises, shoots at cops, and triggers a 3.5-hour standoff. A disgruntled Texas taco lover shot at police and triggered a 3.5-hour standoff after he became upset that the price of his favorite fast food snack had gone up 50 cents. 50 cents. The man, whose name was not disclosed, allegedly flew into a rage Sunday when a drive-thru attendant at a San Antonio Taco Bell told him the price of the beefy crunch burrito had risen to $1.49 from 99 cents. They did used to be 99 cents, but that was just a promotion, said restaurant manager Brian Tillerson. The burrito goes up 50 cents, and he chimps out. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Taco Bell fan rages after price of burrito rises, shoots at cops, and triggers 3.5-hour standoff.
For a taco.
For a taco. Actually, seven tacos.
Was this like pig's feet taco?
Yeah. No, Jenkum sauce? A disgruntled Texas taco lover shot at police and triggered a 3.5-hour standoff after he became upset that the price of his favorite fast food snack had gone up 50 cents. The man, whose name was not disclosed, allegedly flew into a rage Sunday when a drive-thru attendant at a San Antonio Taco Bell told him the price of the beefy crunch burrito had risen to $1.49 from 99 cents. They did used to be 99 cents, but that was just a promotion, restaurant manager Brian Tillerson told the paper. The man had ordered seven of them, adding an extra $3.50 plus tax to his bill. That fucking nigger was going to eat seven tacos?
Well, I could see why he's upset, though. $3.50 is a retirement fund for a nigger.
But they don't work, so there's no
life savings. Yeah.
That's like four great cigars.
Exactly.
It's like a third of a rock of crack.
That's like eight rounds of 9mm.
I don't even know how many packets of Kool-Aid that would buy.
That's at least 1¾ $2 hose.
So to get his tacos, he's going to have to do without something. Tillerson told police that the man got angry, pulled out a BB gun, and fired at him before fleeing into the parking lot.
Okay. Why would you bring a BB gun to Taco Bell in the first place?
Did he hold it sideways?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. He couldn't afford CO2 because of the taco price had gone up too much. Employees and customers then spotted the man pulling an assault rifle and a handgun out of the roof of his Mitsubishi Eclipse, but took off just as police arrived.
Wait a minute. He's got an assault rifle, and yet he pulls a BB gun first?
Yeah, I guess he's trying to incremental chip out.
That's a big increment. That's a that's a pretty big rapid increase there in firepower. But I mean, like, if you had that kind of weaponry in your car, why would you even bother with the BB gun? Why would you even have a BB gun in your pocket in the first place?
That's a good question. Well, it's niggers, so, you know, there's really no figuring them out. So he stands up out of the sunroof with an assault rifle. Patrol cars tailed him for about 2 miles before pulling him over. The gunman then fired at police with an assault rifle, shattering a windshield but missing officers as cops shot back. The gunman sped off again and eventually barricaded himself inside a motel near Interstate 10. Police arrested the suspect after SWAT teams flushed him out of the hotel room using tear gas.
Flushed?
Like, yeah, I was just going to say they should have flushed him down the toilet.
As sharpshooters posted up on nearby roofs and authorities began evacuating nearby buildings, negotiators used a megaphone to attempt to coax the man to come out.
Like, what did
we got
say?
Tacos.
Yeah, we got burritos.
Forgot your tacos. Eventually, SWAT teams flushed the man from the room.
Hope they wiped also.
Yeah, they wiped using tear gas and arrested him, ending the standoff. He faces attempted capital murder and weapons charges.
He should have been flushed at birth.
Apparently. So the weird thing is, he was here a week ago, around the same time last Sunday. He yelled at me then, too. This is the Taco Bell manager.
Yeah. Wow.
Never do business with niggers.
No. Never. Here's a picture of the guy.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy looking.
Eggplant.
Yep. Bald-headed nigger.
He looks like one of those Wayans brothers. He's like the sixth Wayan, you know, the one that wasn't funny.
The other five were?
Yeah, I guess you have a point there, don't you?
Well, as fat as he is, I think he's a Wayan brother at like 400 pounds.
Wayan.
What the hell would prompt somebody to pull a frickin' assault rifle out over a fucking 50-cent taco? Nigger logic, man. This shit is incredible. Every week we see something new, stupid, and just unbelievable.
Stab your stepdaddy in the back over a chicken patty. And he didn't even try to take it away. He tried to save the chicken patty.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Nigger logic. It just... It's baffling.
And look at, and there's a picture of him, the Taco Bell guy, and he's getting stuffed in the back of a squad car, and he's got that I didn't do nothing look.
Do nothings.
Can't
exactly.
Believe it. It's like he can't believe he's going to prison.
I can tell he's wearing a t-shirt, but it looks like prison orange garb. Maybe he had it from the last time.
Yeah, I guess he figured it'd save a lot of time. I'll just keep it on. I'll be back here by this evening, probably in jail. Or...
You didn't get a chance to change.
I guess he figured, like he probably spent like 10 years in prison. He goes, when I get out, I'm going to get me some of them burritos.
They was only a dollar when I went in.
Yeah.
Now they're $1.49. Oh, I'm going to kill everybody.
Do you think he ever got the burritos?
Probably not.
Good.
As soon as he pulled a BB gun out, burritos.
A BB gun.
Oh my God, niggers are just so fucking stupid.
No. You notice that the majority of these news stories about chimp outs have to do with food.
Yeah.
Cookies,
that's
tacos,
mostly what
chicken.
Animals fight about.
That's right. Right.
Food and sex, and that's what niggers fight about.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you put two dogs with one bowl of food, they're going to be scrapping over that food. Niggers are the same way.
We're going to do the monkey. Yeah, so that's it for this episode. Hey, Whitey, what do you think about the whole Bluntress experience?
You know, I think I'll have to pass. It's not my type, really.
No.
But, you know, I thought it was good to throw some throw some feces back at him once in a while.
I can't believe we got her on the show. We really lucked out with that.
I think she's got the hots for you, dude.
I think she does, too. You know, a lot of monkeys are attracted to humans, and I must be wearing some kind of monkey scent. Like, maybe I was eating a banana earlier.
Monkey musk.
Monkey musk. I need to come up with some sort of anti-DJ smell. It's like something that repels niggers. Soap.
Soap.
Wait, that didn't sound good. That made it sound like I don't use soap. Well, we had a lot of fun, and Whitey, thanks for being with us tonight.
Oh, anytime. I'm always willing to jump on a show with you guys. I love you guys. Doing a great job.
Thanks. Be sure to check us out 2 weeks from today when we will have a special guest. Darth Furta is going to be with us along with a couple others. It's going to be a lot of fun, Chimpers. So be proud of yourselves and don't take any shit from any niggers. The tiger.